Greetings. I'm always delighted to talk about hope. Today I'm considering elderly folks that I know and love. I'm saying maybe we all need to be a little bit more like them. Allow me to explain. As we get older, our eyes tend to grow dim more quickly, and reader glasses are more and more necessary. You have to put them on to see a picture clearly, or to read what someone has just handed to you. I speak about those reading glasses because when we consider hope and the different situations we are given in life, like the crisis we are in, we have to look through the right glasses to see and to understand and to have clarity. When we see what's happening in our nation and in the world, things can seem so out of control. Our natural tendency is that our minds run to why? What's going on? If we keep saying why, we need to put our reader glasses on to see the big picture clearly. Otherwise, we will be tempted to think that things are out of the care and wise control of our Heavenly Father. So if you're thinking why during these days, put those reader glasses on to see what God is saying. I reference the psalmist in Psalm 146:5 as he put together thoughts like this: blessed and happy is the man who has God as their helper and whose hope and dependence is in the Lord their God. Who is your helper? Where is your dependence? What does your hope rest in? It must rest in the Lord our God. Put those reader glasses on and see the picture clearly and understand that everything is under the control and care of a wise and all-powerful God. So let's lift our hearts and our hands upward to our Heavenly Father and tell Him, I want my hope to be in you.